You're listening to the Flight School Podcast. I'm Jen Lafine, an accountability and success mentor, helping you go from being a goal setter to a goal getter. In this podcast, we're going to challenge those things that hold us back from reaching our greatest potential. We're shining a spotlight on mind drama, procrastination, doubt, and old stories that no longer support the direction we're headed. I'll share tips, tricks, and a few treats about how you can meet your goals and make the impossible possible. If you're ready to start bringing your dreams to life, you're in the right place, my friend. Your wings are ready. Let's take flight. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Flight School Podcast. I am so grateful for you for listening to the show this week and every week. And if you are in the United States, gratitude is on our minds these days because this week here in the United States, we are celebrating Thanksgiving. And also the month of November has come to be associated with the concept of gratitude, which made me think about how gratitude affects our goals. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. I'm going to give you 10 reasons why you might want to associate a gratitude practice in your goal work. 10 reasons why. Here we go. Number one, gratitude, having a gratitude practice increases your motivation. Gratitude boosts your motivation by reminding you of what's going right and the progress that you've already made toward your goals. That is really important to take notice of your progress, because if you're not, you might be encouraged or maybe discouraged and want to quit. Number two, having a gratitude practice in your goal work encourages a positive mindset. When you maintain a positive outlook, it is easier to overcome obstacles and stay focused on your goals. If you're not feeling it, you're not going to be doing it. So a positive mindset is certainly helpful, and gratitude helps with that. Number three, stress reduction. Gratitude reduces stress and anxiety, and this makes it much easier to concentrate on your goals without being overwhelmed by stress, by anxiety, by worry. Those are all emotions that can very easily get attached to goal work if you're not careful. So having a gratitude practice in your goal work is a great way to reduce your stress so those things don't happen. Number four, having a gratitude practice in your goal work improves your resilience. When you're grateful and you're bringing that gratitude to light, you are better equipped to bounce back from setbacks. And we all know that this is very, very important for goal achievement, because setbacks and obstacles are a part of the deal when you're working on a goal. Number five, having a gratitude practice with your goal work enhances your self-esteem. Feeling thankful for your abilities and accomplishments boosts your self-esteem and makes you more confident in pursuing your goals. And I think that would be a lot more fun too. Number six, having a gratitude practice in your goal work increases your energy. Gratitude provides a mental and emotional energy boost, helping you stay committed and enthusiastic about your goals. Think about how many goals fizzle out because you lose energy for them. Having a gratitude practice will help prevent that from happening. Number seven, having a gratitude practice in your goal work helps you have better relationships. It improves your relationships with others, which can be valuable in achieving certain goals that require cooperation or support from others. Others love to know that they are appreciated, especially if they are a part of your goal journey. And we know that most of the goals that are achieved are not done alone. You get by with a little help from your friends, right? All right, number 8, having a gratitude practice in your goal work increases your clarity. Being grateful for what you have can help you clarify your goals. And when you do this, you prioritize what truly matters to you. I find this comes into play when you consider your deep why behind what you're doing in meeting your goals. Number 9 is time management. Gratitude in your goal work can help you make more efficient use of your time, because when you do this, you're focusing more on what's most important and you're not getting bogged down by negativity, distraction, attention to obstacles. If you can spend more time on task, you're going to reach your goals faster, and gratitude can help you do this. And finally, number 10 reason why gratitude helps you in your goals is that it helps you form healthy habits. Grateful people are more likely to engage in healthy behaviors, such as regular exercise, lots of rest, balanced diet, and all of this contributes to goal achievement, and not just in the areas of health and fitness, but everywhere. When you are feeling better, you show up better. So my friends, why not start expressing some gratitude for your goals? Express a little gratitude for how far you have come from the start line, even if you are nowhere near in sight of the finish line yet. Just give yourself some gratitude, some thankfulness for taking the journey, for what you have accomplished so far, and for how far you have come, because it is not easy. And putting a little joy and gratitude in the journey sure does make it a lot easier. That's all I have for you this week, my friends. I hope that if you are here in the United States, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. To all my listeners, I am so, so grateful for you all, and I do appreciate you being on this journey with me. All right, my friends, do not forget, your wings are ready. It is time for you to fly. I will catch you next week. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/work with me to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.